Saving and everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Best Air Ultimate Allergen Air Filters. They trap large airborne particles to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Best Air products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening now. Save big. Keep cool this summer when you shop ceiling fans at Menards. Upgrade your space with a quick-install ceiling fan from Patriot Lighting. They're loaded with extra features that will make your ceiling fan install a breeze. Plus, they reduce energy costs, helping you save time and money. Save big on our great selection of ceiling fans. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Hello and welcome to There's a Walk for That. My name is Harriet Thomas. I'm not a doctor or a fitness guru. I'm just someone who discovered one simple daily habit that changed everything. My mission now is to share what I discovered with people just like me. If you think stress, burnout, and musculoskeletal pain are just part of getting older, working hard, and holding everything together, then I'm here to tell you that they're not. This week's show is taken from my online masterclass. I'll be sharing the stats, the science, and my own story to look at the real cost of ignoring what our bodies and minds are trying to tell us, and how when we start working with our biology instead of fighting it, we can create more focus, more energy, and more power. There'll be plenty of practical tips along the way, and stay to the very end for my top walking tip. It only takes 15 to 20 minutes, but it can change how the whole rest of your day pans out. So let's get on with the show. Today we're going to be looking at how you can have more focus, more energy, and more power in 90 days with just one simple daily habit. And let me ask you a question. If there was one thing, one habit that if you did it every single day would give you more focus, more energy, and more power, tell me, would you be curious to try that one habit? And what if that one habit required no expensive gym fees and is actually scientifically shown to give you more healthy years on this planet? Would that make you even more curious to try out this one daily habit? That's what we're talking about today. But let's get real to begin with. What I want to talk about is what I call the C word. Not that C word, but this C word is convenience. You see, you've been lied to. You've been told that faster means progress, and progress is always good. Faster food, faster communication, faster travel, that is the world of convenience. And convenience is killing us. The World Health Organization have said that physical inactivity is one of the leading risk factors for non-communicable diseases and death worldwide. And we're talking about the big ones, the cancer, the stroke, the heart disease, the diabetes, the depression, the anxiety, even the dementia. But sedentary lifestyles, convenience, if you like, doesn't kill us overnight. No, convenience is killing us softly. Hour by hour, day by day, month by month, year by year. So what does that look like in your and my life? Well, does any of this sound familiar? Do you live with back pain or shoulder pain? Some days it's a little bit better. Some days it's really bad. Some days you don't even want to bend down because your back is tight. It's pain. It's restricted movement. It's every day. And you're used to it now. Or maybe you feel tired. You feel burnt out, frustrated. You're waking up at 3:30 every morning, those thoughts running around in your head, and you just can't let go of them. And that's normal life. Or maybe by the end of the day, you are stretched so tight that you find yourself snapping at your loved ones for no reason in particular. And an hour or two later, you're criticizing yourself. You're like, why did I do that? Why am I so mean? What's wrong with me? Or maybe you look in the mirror. It's as simple as looking in the mirror, and then you just don't recognize, who is that person looking back at me? Perhaps you're going to get the bus. It's just a little way ahead. And you know that a few years ago, you would have run for that bus. You wouldn't have even thought about it. But now, with those knees, with that back, just wait for the next one. And that's how it happens. Our lives slowly getting smaller and smaller. And the worst thing about it is we accept it. We're resigned. This is just how life is. This is getting older. Feels like normal life sometimes, right? But let's take another look at what life could be like. I want you to imagine right now, you have more focus than you've had for years. You can read a newspaper, read an article, read your book without your mind flittering off in a million different directions. You have so much energy, enough energy to do everything you want. No more 11 a.m. dips, no more 3 p.m. dips. Your energy is stable throughout the day. Your body feels so strong and flexible, you don't even have to think about it anymore. You know your body is just there for you. And your jeans fit better. In fact, that whole pile of clothes that had been building up at the back of your wardrobe that you couldn't fit into anymore, you're starting to get them out piece by piece and put them on again because they fit now. And with the people that you love, you create moments of joy and togetherness. You have the skills to do that. No more snapping anymore. And you don't even have to wait for those two or three times a year that you manage to get away from for a holiday, because you can actually have a micro holiday every single day. Every single day, you can create joy and wonder in your life. How would that be for you if every single day you could create joy and wonder in your life? Would you agree that to get from where you are now to that vision of life, where you have stable energy, where you sleep better during the night, where you feel tranquil. To get there, you need a new strategy. And that strategy is how to have more focus, energy, and power with just one simple daily habit. How do you get there in 90 days? Well, you get there by becoming a walking alchemist. Now, you may be sitting there and thinking, what on earth is a walking alchemist? Well, a walking alchemist is someone who knows how to experience joy and wonder every single day, no matter what is going on in their life. They can transform a stuck mind into a mind that's focused, productive, and creative. They can reduce that ordinary daily stress until calm and tranquility is their daily norm. And they have a strong cardiovascular system and a healthy musculoskeletal system that takes them through their deep day with ease. And of course, they have increased muscle tone where it counts, in your legs, in your butt, and your core. So tell me, how would your life look if you had more yeses? If you could say, yes, I can fit into those jeans, no problem. If you could say, yes, I can genuinely stay calm, even when I've just missed my train by 30 seconds. You can say yes to looking in the mirror and feeling proud of the strong, fit, happy woman who is looking back at you. The kind of yeses where you can feel focused and energized and powerful. How would your life look like if you had those yeses in your life?
We're about to move into the commercial break now, but stick with me because after the break, I'm going to be telling you what happened when I woke up in the middle of the night unable to move and how that led me to discover what I call the wealth protocol.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
A colossal monster tearing through the streets. A city in ruins. Nowhere to hide. Until he finds a way out behind the wheel of the all-electric Toyota CHR. Instant torque, getaway handling, and immeasurable wow factor. John Cho stars in Escape. Experience the thrill. Test drive Toyota's new all-electric family at your local dealer. Toyota, let's go places.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. You're listening to There's a Walk for That with me, Harriet Thomas. And this episode is taken from my online masterclass, How to Have More Focus, More Energy and More Power with One Simple Daily Habit. And keep listening because you're going to hear the story of how I discovered the power of the daily walk.
So I better introduce myself to those of you who don't know me. My name is Harriet Thomas. In 2024, I walked the 1,200 miles from the south of England, Land's End in Cornwall, all the way up to the top to John O'Groats in Scotland. I'm an award-winning podcaster and I'm upcoming author of the book, Walk Yourself Wonderful. But my life was not always like that. Have you ever had a time in your life when you truly believed the best of your life was behind you? Like all the best moments, the special moments, just memories. It's all behind you. I want to take you back to the 15th of October, 2022. That was when I woke up in the middle of the night. It was 4 a.m. The sun was beginning to stream through the curtains. It was silent. I was in bed. I'd woken up because I wanted to go to the toilet. Only problem was, I couldn't move. You see, the sciatica that had been grumbling the last few days had seized a coup. And now the tiniest movement sent a jolt of pain up my legs, my butt, and my back. It was agony. I lay there in the dark, thinking, I'm 58 years old and I can't get out of bed to go to the toilet. That was one of the loneliest, most helpless moments of my life. I did manage to get out of bed, but it took me about 5 minutes and it was very, very slow. I slithered out of bed and then I had to crawl on my hands and knees along the corridor into the toilet. And then I had to use my arms to pull myself up onto the toilet. So you might be thinking, well, you must have been really relieved when you get onto the toilet. I wasn't. I wasn't relieved. I was petrified. Because I thought, if this is me at 58, what is my life gonna look like at 68, at 78? All the plans that I'd had, all the things I want to do, suddenly they just seemed to disappear in a puff of smoke because I couldn't even get out of bed to go to the toilet. So that was the moment I decided I needed to have one last adventure before my body completely gave up on me. I didn't know what it was going to be, but I kept my eyes open. It was actually a conversation with my daughter's husband when he was telling me about a five-day hike he'd gone to in Morocco. He was telling me about these beautiful mountains, the dusty paths and the little villages nestled into the valleys. And I just knew right there and then, this is the adventure I've been waiting for. I went to my laptop. I found that five-day hike. I laid down my £500. I bought the hike and then I booked the tickets, another £250, and I was in. Was I scared? Yes, I was petrified, because I thought, what if my sciatica stages a coup when I'm halfway up a mountain in Morocco and they have to get like mountain rescue out and I disrupt the entire hike? But I had paid my money and I was gonna go. Luckily, that was a completely magical trip, which I don't have time to tell you about now. And in fact, the real magic happened when I came home, because that's when I discovered that when I walked up the stairs, my knees no longer hurt. In fact, they felt so strong and flexible. I literally looked down to see if I could see what had changed. And my back was exactly the same. There was no achiness, there was no twinging, there was no sciatica. It just felt, well, I felt 10 years younger is what it felt like. And this confidence, because suddenly my body could do exactly what I asked it to do. That's when I decided that I needed to walk every single day, because it was walking every single day that had healed my back. And no matter what deadlines I had, no matter what the weather was doing, no matter whether I felt like it or not, I committed right then and there to walk every single day. But what I discovered was not just a healed back. It was something so much more. And it's something that I call the wealth protocol. I discovered wonder every time I left the house and I felt the air on my face and I heard the bird song. My senses came alive. And the energy, you would have thought, well, maybe with all this walking, I felt tired. No, my energy was like, I felt superhuman. Like even now, I never have energy dips. I wake up, my energy is like this all day long. Aha, the aha moments. Listen, I'm someone who works hard, so I definitely have those moments when I'm sitting at my desk and I am stuck. I don't know how to proceed with whatever task I'm doing. And what I discovered was if I go for a walk, even for 20 minutes, by the end of that walk, I would have discovered a little pathway to take. And I come back calm, productive, and ready to get back to my work. And then there's a lightness, not just the lightness of spirit, but actual lightness. So 6 weeks into my daily walking, I was invited to a party and I had a pair of trousers that I wanted to wear, but these pair of trousers, well, I had it that they had shrunk in the wash. Actually, I'm not sure that was the truth, but they'd been at the back of my cupboard anyway. And I really didn't want to buy any new trousers. So I got them out and I just thought, let me just try them. And I put the trousers on and I did up the zip and it just did up so smoothly and the button was so easy to put up and they looked freaking hot. Wow, that was a good moment. I realized my waist was smaller, I was toned. And I hadn't been on a diet, by the way. And then there was the tranquility. Listen, I was someone who could go from happy to freaking furious in the amount of time it took me to lose my keys or wait for my coffee to be made at Cafe Nero, or just something tiny. The day I realized that it had changed was one morning when I was making my morning coffee and I spilled the whole damn lot over my kitchen, all over the white surfaces. You know what I did? I just thought to myself, better get the mop. My next thought was, what? Why haven't I freaked out here? Normally I would have freaked out. And that's when I realized, like, I am so tranquil. This calm doesn't just last for one walk. It lasted throughout my whole day now. And there's the healing of my back, the healing of my joints, the healing of my spirit, the healing of my nervous system. I've had no money in my bank account and I've had lots of money in my bank account. In both situations, I've always thought, I don't have enough money. This wealth protocol, this is the only time I truly feel rich. Luckily for me, I can generate it any day, anywhere. So by the way, there is nothing special about me, because my transformation was so like huge that I started to wonder what is happening. And I looked into the science and what I discovered is it's not me, I'm not special, it's because I'm human. So this will work for all of us here. And the better I felt, the more I could see other people's stress and other people's pain. And I really wanted everybody to know that they didn't have to live like this.
Stick with me after the commercial break to find out why walking is your default setting.
The station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. You're listening to There's a Walk for That with me, Harriet Thomas. And this episode is taken from my online masterclass, How to Have More Focus, More Energy and More Power with One Simple Daily Habit. And in this next section, you're going to discover why just a walk is in fact a powerful tool for well-being.
So let's have a look at the three mistakes, the misconceptions that people have about walking. We're going to look at what happens in the brain when we walk. And we're going to look at some of my signature walks. One of the mistakes is like walking, surely that's too easy. Like some of you may be sitting there thinking, Harriet, come on, really? If walking worked, we'd all be doing it, wouldn't we? You see, the only reason we think that walking is too easy is that it's kind of been hidden in plain sight. Our bodies evolved walking over millions of years. When we walk, we're doing exactly what our body needs, exactly what our nervous system needs. When we sit, it's a little bit like putting diesel in a petrol engine. It doesn't really work. The car starts smoking, it judders along for a bit, and then it just stops. You've got to take it to the mechanic. You've got to pump out that engine. Well, that is exactly what we're doing with our sedentary lifestyles. No wonder so many of us get carted off to the doctor, to the hospital, to get various bits sorted out. So the second mistake is thinking that it's too late for me. And that really was what I was thinking when I was sitting on the toilet after I couldn't actually walk to the toilet. I was thinking, it's too late. I've just got to have one adventure before it's too late. Luckily, that adventure was a walking adventure, and I discovered it's not too late because you can reverse the effects of a sedentary lifestyle by walking every day. And the third mistake, walking is just a fad. Like last year, it was ice baths. The year before that, it was gut biome. Walking, this walking thing will be over by next spring. But you know what? Walking is not the fad. Modern life is the fad. So you're not adopting a new behavior when you start walking every day. You're actually returning to an old one. The chair is new. The screen, that's new. Walking is ancient. Walking is your original setting. And when you walk, you're walking with your biology, not against it. So let's look briefly at what happens when you walk. First of all, cortisol drops by 25% after just 20 minutes of walking in nature. So that could just be your local park. Now, this has not been measured by just asking people how they feel. It's actually measured by measuring the cortisol in saliva. It's an actual physical measure of cortisol. So why does this matter? Because when cortisol builds up in our body, which it does when we're being sedentary, that's the thing that is waking you up at 3 a.m. It's the thing that hoards weight around your middle. It's the thing that shortens your fuse. It's also the thing over the long term that can bring problems for your cardiovascular system. But a short 20 minute walk, down, 25%. What about the dopamine? So dopamine is a thing that gives you a little bit of motivation. And when our dopamine is flat, we just don't really feel like doing anything. But you can cure that so easily by having a walk. So rhythmic, repetitive, low intensity movement, which is what walking is, stimulates dopamine. Let's look at the vagal nerve. So the vagus nerve runs from your brain stem down to your gut. And when it is toned, again, it's something that will help you sleep through the night. It aids your digestion. When it's low, it's again like that cortisol. It wakes you up at 3 and it kind of makes you on edge. Maybe you start crying at adverts. Let's look at the neuroplasticity. We used to think that the brain was only plastic in the early years, but more recent research has shown that our brains are plastic in our 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. And by that, I mean that the neurons will actually grow and rewire if we feed it the right information. And walking is a fantastic way to feed that brain. Especially a longer walk will create BDNF. That is brain-derived neurotrophic factor. And that is a little bit like fertilizer for your neurons. If you're worried about your memory, or if you're worried about dementia, there is increasing research to show that walking actually guards you, gives you more protection against dementia. Knowing the science is not enough. In fact, you can just Google the science. It's in the public domain. What isn't in the public domain is the motivation to make you walk, and also the types of walk that allow you to really make the most of all those different benefits of walking. That's when we come to my 7 signature walks. These are the things that really make you a walking alchemist. It's 7 different walks for 7 different outcomes, which if you take them together, they are a tool, like a medicine that you can use for your mind, for your focus, for your body. So this is how you become the walking alchemist in your life, because you can take a little bit from this walk, a little bit from that walk, depending on your mood, your nervous system, what you're doing at work, your body, your energy. So it's not random walking anymore. It's not just a walk. This is walking with purpose. So this is how this one simple daily habit can give you exactly what you need. So the first walk is a stress buster walk. Now, this is a really important walk. It's the first walk in the program because it's the walk that reduces the cortisol. And that is really the foundation of everything. So when would you use the stress buster walk? Obviously, when life is feeling like it's too much. So I use a stress buster walk actually most days, especially if I'm working, because there'll normally be some point in the day when I'm like, okay, it's just getting too much now. I go out and I take my stress buster walk. A stress buster walk has certain qualities. Number one, it's slow, very slow. And because of this, it can be really, really hard for us to do a stress buster walk because I'm so used to doing everything so fast. But for a stress buster walk, you really have to slow down. Also, a stress buster walk should take place in nature. So just any old park. Any old park would do absolutely fine for your stress buster walk. The third thing about a stress buster walk is that I use various techniques to help us remove those thoughts that go round and round in our brain. So those of you who do a lot of rumination, this is a great walk for you. So I borrow from other traditions. We use walking meditation and we use Shirin Yoku, forest bathing. And these techniques are basic mindfulness techniques which take you out of your brain and into the surrounding nature. Not only will you reduce your stress, but you will get a huge hit of wonder. You will start to feel connected, like you are truly one with the trees, with the breeze. It's a beautiful feeling. That's the stress buster walk. Now the light bulb walk, that is a totally different walk. And the light bulb walk is a walk, I think, that was done by Steve Jobs, by Charles Dickens, by Einstein. All of these people were famous for using walking for their creative ideas. Charles Darwin, when he was developing the theory of evolution, he had a walking path. That's actually what he called it. He would walk round and round, and the more stuck he was, the more times he would loop around his walking route. Steve Jobs, one of the most innovative businessmen in the 20th and 21st century, built Apple Park around a huge park. Why? Because that is where he had his creative ideas. So the light bulb walk, for it to be effective, yes, you still want to be in nature, but you can put your pace up because you really want oxygen to be flowing around your body, especially going to your brain. So this is what really stops you feeling foggy, brings back the clarity and the activity that I will always use in a light bulb walk is I will take one challenge from my day, I will take it for a walk, take it for my light bulb walk. And it will take 20 to 30 minutes. By the end of that walk, I will generally have had a creative idea about that challenge that I can take back to my desk. Even if I haven't, I go back to my desk, focused, productive, and creative. So the last one quickly is the Explorer walk. And this is a walk I developed when I was training for the Land's End John O'Groats walk, because I actually took a job delivering leaflets because I wanted to make sure that I trained. So I put on a backpack full of leaflets and I was sent all around the area which I lived, which was then Chichester. Now I had lived in Chichester for 4 years. I thought I knew that town. I did not know that town. I found so many fascinating places, streets, parks, people, cats, buildings. It was the most amazing experience. So now I put the Explorer Walk as one of my 7 signature walks because it's especially useful if you really need motivation in your walking, which I had when I came back to London. I was a bit like, walking here isn't as fun. So what I did is I took out that Explorer Walk and I got my maps out. So the Explorer Walk, we get our maps out, we learn how to look and plot a route, because that is something that a lot of people say to me, Harry, I'd love to walk like you, but I don't know how to create a route. So that's something that we do in the Explorer Walk. So you can see that these three walks are very, very different. And can you see how they might change your walking practice? Last thing we're going to look at, we've looked at what happens in the body when you walk. We've looked at the signature walks that elevate just a walk to something that really can transform your mind and your body. Last of all, we'll quickly look at modeling. And just to say, the behavior change research is really, really clear. If we want to start a new habit, and we do it by ourselves, we're only 5% likely to succeed. If we do it in a group, that rises to 65%. So you're 13 times more likely to succeed in building a new habit if you do it in a group. And of course, when you're in a group, not only can you learn from other people in that group, but you can also share your learning. You can model your learning with other people. You know the three mistakes. You know a little bit of what happens in the body when you walk. You know three of the signature walks that can elevate your daily walk. And you know a little bit about the beauty of being in a group. You've got a whole diagnostic framework here. So you can use it. You don't have to ask me. You can use it tomorrow. And imagine if you did use it for 90 days. Imagine your life in October, 90 days from now. Imagine you have energy all day long. Imagine you just smile for absolutely no reason. Imagine you're stressed, but you know exactly what to do as soon as you feel the first symptoms. You know exactly how you can get rid of that stress. And as a result, you're calm, you're joyful, and people want to be with you now because they want to be with that energy. You're sleeping through the night. And you know what? Instead of your world getting smaller, your world is bit by bit getting bigger and bigger as you're feeling stronger, happier, and calm. And of course, our future is always our choice, isn't it? Because there is a cost to doing nothing, a cost to staying exactly where you are. When I was sitting on that loo and I just thought, what's going to happen to me when I'm 68? My life looked good from the outside, right? I owned a house. I had a business that had been successfully running for over 25 years. I had a great family. I had millions of fabulous friends. You know, it was great. I was living in a beautiful city. But actually underneath it, this was what was happening. The crying on the loo, the daily pain, the wanting to throw my laptop out of the window by 3 p.m. That was actually what was happening every single day. And that is the cost of doing nothing. I don't know about you, but this is not a future I want for myself. So this is not just about walking. This is about building a daily habit that changes how you feel, how you move, how you think, and how you show up, not only in your life, but in the lives of those around you. People who change their lives, they start. Let me please give you one last tip for you to take away, something that you can do that will transform your life. First thing in the day, before you turn on the radio or the TV or you look at your emails or you scroll the phone, before you've even had your coffee, put on your shoes, get out of your door and take a 15-minute walk from your door. Do not get into your car, from your door. So it might just be around the block, or if you've got a park locally, round the park. A short morning walk does three powerful things. Firstly, it gets your circulation moving. So did you know that your lymphatic system has nothing to pump it? Your synovial fluid has nothing to pump it. Those things work only when we move. So get moving first thing in the day and you'll find your digestion works better, your joints feel smoother. Secondly, it clears your head before the day starts making its demands. So instead of starting your day firefighting, you actually get a chance to map out your day powerfully and to decide how you want to show up. And the third thing that morning walk does is that lowers that background stress, that cortisol, before it's had a chance to build. And if you do that every day, well, you start proving to yourself that you can show up that you can build a healthy habit, and you will prove to yourself that your body and your mind do respond to this stimulus if you do it every single day. And you will discover that focus, that energy, and that power are not things in the past. And they're not things that you have to wait for the day when you might feel great. They're things that you can actually create for yourself every single day with this one simple habit. I really, from the bottom of my heart, want you to simply start walking every day.
Thank you so much, everybody, for listening to this week's show. I hope you found a lot of value there, and I hope you got some practical tips that you can take away and start using tomorrow, because that's where the transformation happens. If you're looking for more accountability, more support, or you'd like to find out about my science-backed walking freedom formula, then come and find me on social media at Feel Good Walk, and I'll tell you all about my online walking academy. I hope to see you there, and in the meantime, happy walking.